Tesim Beis, five lines in the top. Itmar, third word of the Mavi Ha'osikinadl. You have a Mavi which is shaped like a centipede, which means the case was that there was a large Mavi which opened at one end to the Shisarabin, and the other end it was closed. But on its sides, there were smaller mavuos, which went off on both sides. And on the other side of those smaller mavuos, there were rishus harabim also. So you have rishus harabim, let's say on the north, and on the south, and on the east. It was closed in the west. The large mavi opened, let's say, to the east. And then to the north and the south, there were smaller mavuos leading off of the large mavi, off to Rosh Hashanah in the north and the south. Tosfos points out that the case was that they were offset from each other, that the mavuos on the north side were not directly opposite the mavuos on the south side, so they were offset. So how do we look at it? So Amar Abaya says we should do the following. So the Mavi Gadol should get a source of Pesach at its end, where it goes, where it opens to the Rishus HaRabim. Hanach Kulu and all of the smaller Mavois are mystery, are going to be permitted by with a Lechi or a Kara. So Rabbi says, I don't understand your thought process. Theoretically, each one of these small mavuas can be looked at in conjunction with the Mavi Gadol, it can be looked at as a Mavi Akum. Remember, he had before a case of Mavi which takes a bend and it opens on the, so it's an L-shaped Mavi. And that L-shaped Mavi, it has Rosh Hashanah Rabin on one end and Rosh Hashanah on the other end. So how do you judge it? So we had a Machlokes Rabin and Shmuel before. Shmuel looks at it as a Mavi Sosin. It's a closed Mavi. Rab looks at it as a Mavi. It's a Mavi Mefulish. It's a totally Mefulish between Rosh Hashanah Rabin and Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So, according to Rab, it's two Mavu Ois Mefulish, and both are going to need Tikkunim. So Rav said, you put a Tzurus of Pesach here, a Tzurus of Pesach here, and you put a Lechi Rekar in the middle. Shmuel said, you look like it's closed. So you look like it's closed, all you need is a Lechi Rekar here. So Rav says, but you're saying you need a Tzurus of Pesach here, and a Lechi Rekar over here, and over here, over here. Where's that come from? You need to put a Lechi Rekar here, and a Lechi Rekar, a Lechi Rekar. Or put a Tzurus of Pesach here, and a Tzurus of Pesach here. But only it's one source of Pesach and a Lechi Bekaras, that doesn't seem to make sense according to any thought process. Okay. So, Amalei Rava says, Kiman, that which you are not requiring a source of Pesach on both to the end of the Mavi Katan and the Mavi Gadol, Mijal Lech Shemot, Damar Tarasa Kisosim, we look at it as a closed Mavi. So then, Lamalei Tzurus HaPesach. So why do you need to make a Tzurus HaPesach at the entrance of the Mavi Gadol by the Rishus HaRabim? According to Shmuel, a Lechi or a Kara should be sufficient. Yeah, make sense. So that's number one. Number two question, which Rava asks Abaya. So you're passing it to Tar, it's a Mavi Sosum. Okay. But how Mavi Akum the Habib bin Adar, Bechashal Ladarab, we had before, even in the city of Nador, which is where Shmuel held sway, it was the city of Shmuel, they were knowing to be, take Rab, to be Cheshish for Rab. Address it like Rav, and according to Rav, it's a Mavi Mefulish. It's a Mavi Mefulish, it needs a Tzurus HaPesach, like you said, where the Mavi Gadol meets the Shusar Rabbim. But also need a Tzurta Pesach where each one of the Mavois Ketanois meets the Shusar Rabbim. So why are you only making a Tzurta Pesach on one end and a Lechi Bikur on the other end? That does not seem to make it. It's not like Rav. And they were not like Rav. Ela Amar of Rava. Rabbi says, "Ois tzuris a pesach l'kulu l'hai gisa." Each one of the mavuos katanas needs a tzuris a pesach on one side. Ve'ida gisa mishur of a lechi b'kara. The other end would be permitted through with a lechi and a kara. So you're judging it like Rav, that it's a mavim of foolish, and therefore each one needs a tzuris a pesach on one side. Rashi learns where they meet the Mavi Gadol, and where they on the other end now. So that's closed. Now the other end where it meets the that Rav which is there, put a lechi rikara like any other Mavi, which is now sasa. Okay, let's see Rashi. Nadal. Recurred to the Rashi's Russell?
I think the last day I didn't have my Gemara, so I didn't mark it all.
Okay. Let's assume for now we are. Nadal.
We definitely did. The only question is whether we've done more than Nadal, but we certainly have done up to Nadal.
Okay, so Rashi Nadal. It's a centipede. It has a lot of feet. The pasuk says Admar Beraglayim. This is parsha. Zenadol. It's a centipede. Mabi osi kenadol. So it's made like a nadol. Shapsuchim loy mavois harbe. There's a large mavi which has many smaller mavois. Coming off of it on both sides. Rashay and Psuchim, Rosh Hashanah, and their other end of the smaller Mavuos, they open to Rosh Hashanah. So the Rosh Hashanah to the north of the Mavi and to the south of the Mavi. The Mavi is running parallel between two Rosh Hashanah, and these smaller Mavuos are ending in Rosh Hashanah on the north side and the south side. Rashay and Psuchim, Rosh Hashanah, Macher. And the Mavi, the Gadol itself, is opening up in the east to a third Rishus Rabban. So the three Rishus Rabban, which we're talking about, one in the east, north and south, the Mavi Gadol is opening to the east. And then there's Mavus Katana is opening to the north and opening to the south, coming up in this Mavi Gadol. So Baya said, Oysa Tzurza Pesach LeGadol. He makes a Tzurza Pesach to the Gadol, Be'echa Mishnei Roshin, and one of its two ends. So you put a lechi, you put a tzurta pesach here for the mavi gadol, and then you put a lechi bikur at each one of the mavuos katanos, where they meet Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi says, what is that? That's kishmul. Come on, kishmul. You go like kishmul. Damer mavi akum terosa kisosim. That a mavi which is bent is not considered a open through mavi, but rather since it's a closed mavi. So I'll call mavus katanim halalu. If you think about it, each one of these smaller mavus akumase, it's a bent mavi, because you go in through the gadol, and then out through this, and you bend, and you go out through the mavi katan. You go coming through mavi katan, go out through mavi gadol. So that's the case of a mavi. It's a bent mavi. It's an L-shaped mavi. Nicholas Bederach is that. Beitz Bederach is that. So according to Shmuel, it's considered like it's closed. And you said where the mavi caught the mitzvah of a gadol, you don't need to do anything. That's Kishmuel. So then, if it's like Shmuel, normally it's Tzurta Pesach. Hachasidim, normally it's Tzurta Pesach. Amaya Tzarach, the Tzurta Pesach, the gadol. according to Shmuel, all you need is a lechem bekara where the mabi gadol meets the rishas rabbi, and a lechem bekara where the mabi katan meets the rishas rabbi. But why do you need the tzarta pesach where the mabi gadol meets the rishas rabbi? Void. And Rabbi says, second of all, why are you passing like Shmuel? There was a case of a mavi in the city of Shmuel, which is and still they took Rav into consideration. They were arranged it and did their tikkun according to Rav. They were knowing both chumas of Rav and Shmuel. So why are you just going like Shmuel, not like Rav? So Rav says, rather, what you should do is I should turn to Pesach Lekulu Ketanim. Each one of the Mavois Ketanis needs a turn to Pesach Mehach Kisa from this side. Ba'akumisa Letzad Mavi Gadol, where they meet the Mavi Gadol. Vida Kisa, and the other side of the Mavois Ketanis, Mavois Ketanim. The Rosh Hashanah, and where they meet the Rosh Hashanah, and Mr. Balechi Oikara. You can put a Lechi Oikara. Okay. Now, again, Tosis points out that the case was that the Mavus Katanim, were not directly opposite one of the other. Because if they were, remember, Rashi says the case of the Rosh Hashanah here, Rosh Hashanah here, Rosh Hashanah here. And there's these Mavus Katanas. So if these are directly opposite one of the others, so if Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, and there's a direct Mavi from one to the other, it goes between these Chaseris, through the Mavi Gadol, between these Chaseris, and it comes out to Rosh Hashanah. So it's directly, it's a straight Mavi between two Rosh Hashanah. So then, according to everybody, you're going to need a Pesach, right? So the case was that they were not directly opposite one of the other. They were staggered.
Where are their chetzeros at the ends of the big
mavi? The mavus katanas were between chetzeros. Right?
At the ends?
Not the other ones. But he's saying it's offset. Rabbi is saying it's offset. But they go right through. Otherwise, this little oak would be there.
You have addressed Steve's question. It's that you have a chetzeros between the legs of the nadal.
Right. Not at the end, but between each one of the mavus katanas, there were chetzeros.
To the sides.
And the sides of the mavi gadol. Right? Make sense?
Between the mavi katan and the rosh
hashanah. Between the mavus katanim. There's mavi gadol, there's mavus katanas. In between the mavus katanas, there was something. What was it? There was chetzeris in between. There was chetzeris, mavi katan, chetzeris, mavi katan, chetzeris, mavi katan. Here was mavi gadol. So between the mavus katanas, there were chetzeris. Okay.
Where was there the Rosh
Hashanah? I'm sorry?
Where was there the Rosh Hashanah?
There's Rosh Hashanah here, Rosh Hashanah here. There's the mavus katanas here, and then there's chetzeris in between. Because of Mavi Gadol. May I have a good picture there?
A nice picture, yeah.
On one side of.
So you take a look.
Mavi Gadol, and then the other side of the
Chesed
Rosa, which we're on the other side of the Chesed.
It's right behind the Mishnah instead.
Yeshiva's
copy.
It's a lozenge.
I'll take responsible for my kids' mess.
In that case.
Okay. Just so they drew the picture, not staggered. I don't know why they did that.
None of the pictures are staggered.
Mm. Well, the picture only has on one side. It doesn't have. I'm not sure why they did that. Okay. Okay, something more vital. Omar Rav Kahana Bar Tachlifa, Mishmei the Rav Kahana Bar Minyomi, Mishmei the Rav Kahana Bar Malchiyoy, Mishmei the Rav Kahana Rabbei the Rav. So we have Rav Kahana, the son of Tachlifa, said the name of Rav Kahana, the son of Minyomi, the name of Rav Kahana, the son of Malchiyoy, the name of Rav Kahana, who was the Rebbe of Rav. Vamri Lo, there's a second version of this story. So according to this first version, there are four Rav Kahanas. All, you know, one in the name of the other. Vamri Lo, some people say there's only three. That they say Rav Kahana, Bar Malchio, Haino Rav Kahana, Rabbe de Rav. There's some who say that Rav Kahana Bar Malchio was the Rebbe of Rav. Means there was only three. Rav Kahana Bar Tachlifa, the name of Rav Kahana Bar Minyamin, the name of Rav Kahana Bar Malchio. Okay, so that's the person who said it. And what does he say? He says like this: Mavi Shetzido Echad Oruch, Shetzido Echad Katzer. The Mavi, which one end of the Mavi extends out into Rishas Rabim more than the other end. So the opening is at an angle. So what do? Where do you put the Kara at the angle? So you have to put the Kara straight across, and sort of part of the last end of that Mavi, the angle, is not included in the Kara. So Pachas Mi'ar Ba'amis, Menichas Akara Ba'lachsin. If the extent, that which it extends is less than four Amis, you put the Kara at an angle. Arba Amis, if it extends four Amis, in a Menichas Akara El Kenegat HaKotzer, you have to put the Kara at a 90 degree angle to the short end, and you're going to cut off part of the longer end. Okay.
And this is regardless of width of the mavi.
We're going to get there.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. That's what Rav Kahana's name of each other said. Okay. Rava Omar Echadze Echadze Enam Nichel Esakar Ela Kenegat HaKotzer. That it has to be straight across. So the more vehement time in the deep, Rava says, I'll explain my thought process. Vehement time in the deep, I'll explain their thought process, the Rav Kahana's. Vehement time in the deep, I'll explain my thought process. Is Kara time in my, Kara, what is the heter that Kara is based on? Is Mishum Hecker. Uba'alachsun lahabi Hecker. That the heter of Kara is based on the idea that it creates a heker for the B'nai Mavi. If you put it at an angle, you're lacking in the heker. Rashi says, because it means you would theoretically have people carrying in the Mavi beyond one of the walls. So somebody is standing with Shazarabim, so if you picture the flow of Shazarabim as such, so this wall extends a little bit further out, and then there's, you know, it means like there's a little bit of a turn of the Shazarabim. It's really what it is.
An indentation.
No. I'm understanding that the Shazarabim was like this, and by this Mavi, here were the houses, and then there's a little bit of a turn, and then the houses were a little bit further out. From onwards, it was further. So there was a little bit of a... And the Mavi is entering the Shazarabim at a little bit of an angle. So it's not clear to people that this is really Mavui, this is all part of Rishas HaRabim. Well, we're saying it's our Mavui. It's our Mavui extends here and extends here, and we're putting our Kara here, but it's not clear to people that that's how you're supposed to perceive it, because this is the Rishas HaRabim coming here and turning. So that the Heker is lacking in that situation. I'll explain their thought process. They hold that the kara works based on the concept that it halachically becomes a mechitza, as if it's enclosed. And therefore, it's enclosed. If it's enclosed, you're allowed to carry. Tosfos says that this din of mechitza has to be din d'oraisa, which means he holds that this works halachically it's considered a mechitza. You have to say that some form of halachal mashmi Sinai, that in case you have the other areas enclosed, this would also be considered an enclosure, and it will close it off. Okay. Tosfos says that therefore it would be matter even an area which is Rishas HaRabim. Alternatively, even though we're presenting it like Rabbi said, the flow of traffic is such it looks like Rishas HaRabim, but the reality is that people turn. Because there's this wall looming ahead. People don't walk, boom, you don't make a 90 degree turn to that situation. The flow of traffic will be outside of this area. This area isn't really being trafficked in a derisive way as it's in Rishas HaRabim. It's mainly anyway, it's not part of the Rishas HaRabim. It's not the real flow, it doesn't go there. So then it's only the Rabbanon area, so then this is considered Mechitza at the Rabbanon level. I'll tell you, the first shot he said it works at the derisive level. Okay. Omar Rav Kahana comes Rav Kahana's stam, which apparently he was none of these people mentioned before. And he says like this, Hol Shmeitzit the Kahana he ema ba milsa. You know, I might as well also add some thought. You know, it seems to be the sugya of the Rav Kahanas. They're all saying something. I want to add something also. Hodamar to Meniach Hakar Balachsin. That which they said that you can put the kara at an angle. Mm-hmm. But you can't have the kara longer than 10. Because look, you had the first Mishnah that the kara can't be longer than 10. So here we have a situation where the opening of the mubi might be less than 10. Might extend out 3 amas, which they said is okay. But the result will be that the actual kara will be longer than 10. That's not acceptable. But if the alachson is more than 10, everybody agrees in that situation, you'd have to put it straight across. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Yeah. Tzidu Echad Oruch. About 3/4 of the way down on the narrow lines. 2/3 of the way down the narrow lines. See, one side is longer. One side extends further into the Rishas HaRabim. There's less than 4 amas extending. It doesn't extend further, 4 amas further. Put it at an angle. You're allowed to carry up to the kara, which allows you to go a little bit further on one side. Our Baba said, "Maniach kara al rosh kosel ha'oruch, al kolas tifnimi roshay keneged rosh kosel ha'kotzer u'maniach." In the case it extends four amas longer than the other one. You can't put the kara in that situation at an angle reaching the end of the further wall, but rather you put it straight across.
Can you use the four of those still, or can you use up the four of it? Let's say there's eight, but use four of the eight.
That's an interesting question. I think the assumption is no. Once you can't put an angle, you have to put it straight across. So Rabbi says, well, that's not how we came. Rishon Roya b'nei Movi mimshachem mishamshin b'shusarabim chutz b'kenegel kosel akotzer. People will see that these people from the Movi are carrying beyond the shorter wall. So what's out there is Rishon Sarabim. So people will see people carrying in the air which looks like that of Rishon Sarabim. People's minds, that doesn't appear that's considered the Mavi, and they even think you're allowed to carry in what's really Rishon Sarabim. Comes Rav Kahana, it says, Shem Malach Shon Yosem Yasser, Shem Mavi Kotzer, the Rochvai Harbe, Vein Barachvai Barba Amasheim Shachem Litzar of Yosem Yasser. It's not so wide, and therefore, even if you have this extension, which is up to four amos, plus the regular width, doesn't create a kara of ten. To come to the opening of the mavi is wider than ten. In other words, what you're really saying is, we look at the opening of the mavi is at an angle, but you said an opening can't be more than ten. You're saying whatever the kara goes across the Pesach. So you're saying the Pesach was put up at an angle. That's very nice, but you can't have a Pesach more than 10. So that's not acceptable. Okay. Okay, I have to apologize. I need to.